If you cannot get healed, then there's one of two things you need to do. Number one, if it's dragging out that you're not getting healed as quick as you think it should be, you need to go to God and say, God, what is my sin? Because you haven't hit it. There is still a sin. And as long as the sin remains, the curse remains. Until you get rid of the sin. Now, when you say, I don't understand this. Okay, let me give you an example. Little Gina's mother and daddy from Oregon, they called last year, or actually a couple of years ago, and they heard the story about my granddaughter. And they said, we have a little girl, 6.5 years old, and she has eczema. Now, that's what Dave had, eczema. And she just has running sores all over her body. I mean, she scratches and claws all the time. Mother can't sleep. She sleeps with a little girl. She's now 6.5 years old, and she's just got this problem. I mean, sores all over her. I have 9 pictures of little Gina with the sores. I mean, and she's awful. Little 6.5-year-old girl, sores just running, oozing pus. She looks terrible. And they said, we want you to pray for her and for God to heal her. I said, well, it's not quite that simple. I said, there's a sin somewhere in y'all's life that caused this little girl to be born with this sickness. Yeah. I said, somewhere you two, one of you or both of you has committed a sin and you need to get rid of it. Well, I said, let me send you a bunch of teachings and y'all listen. So I sent them a bunch of CDs and DVDs and they listened for 2 or 3 or 4 months and they repented of every sin known and unknown that they could think of. And we prayed for them again. Nothing happened. This goes on for 1.5 years, and nothing's happening. We finally tell them, hey, there is a sin somewhere, and you've not hit it. I told the mother that day, I was talking to her, I said, I don't have time to go to God for everybody comes to me anymore. I said, you're going to have to do it for yourself. I said, you and your husband begin to pursue God together in your evening or morning prayers and say, Lord, we got to know what we did wrong that caused our little girl to be sick. We got to know what we did. And when we learn, we'll be happy to repent. Well, as they diligently sought God, one morning the mother woke up and sat up on the side of the bed. And when she sat up, she heard this voice say, lying and deception. I said, you have any idea what that means? She said, yes. A few years ago, when I was 39 and my husband was 45, I think it was 45, 42 or 45. Anyway, he's in his 40s. She went to him and said, honey, my biological clock is ticking. It's not going to be long till I'm going to be too old to have children. And I want one more baby before we get too old. He said, no, I do not want a child in high school when I'm 65. So he said, no, no more children. Now then, who's supposed to be in charge of the home? The husband. The Word of God clearly says the husband is in charge of the wife. And the wife is to obey the husband in all things. Now, a lot of ladies don't like that, but I didn't write the book. Jesus wrote the book, and he gave each one of us a job to do, and the husband's supposed to love the wife like Christ loved the church, and the woman is to submit or obey in all things to her husband. Well, she didn't obey him. She told him she would do everything she could to keep from getting pregnant. But she lied to him. She did everything she could to get pregnant. And of course, when she finally got pregnant, well, it's really easy to say, oh, honey, it must be God's will for us to have another baby. I'm pregnant after all. It's real easy to put the monkey on God. So she's lying and she's deceiving. Well, they had a little girl. And the little girl was born with eczema. Now then, we had tried for 1.5 years to get her healed with no results. None whatsoever. But when she heard that and she repented, she told God, God, I'm sorry, I lied to my husband and I deceived him. And Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sin. Then she goes to her husband and tells him, honey, I lied to you and I deceived you. This little girl is here because of my lying and deception. I wanted this girl, but I didn't want her sick. But now we got her and she's sick. Now, mother has paid diligently for her lying. 6, 7, 8 years almost now. After she repented to God and repented to her husband and her husband forgave her, they called us and we prayed the prayer of faith one more time for little Gina. And in 2 weeks, little Gina took on a complete brand new coat of skin, and even where the scars were, God took them off. She is a beautiful little girl today without a single scar on her little body. Now, somebody said, this sin sickness deal don't work. Let me tell you, it works, okay? I guarantee it works. We've seen it at this place thousands of times over. Now, isn't that amazing how that all of us at the Ministry Center, I don't care who it was, everybody here had prayed for little Gina out in Oregon. Every time they call, they get somebody different. And we all had prayed for that little girl. But who is the healer? The Lord. And whenever He says, get rid of your sin, in fact, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Now see, there's not a whole lot of us do that very often. We just don't walk down the road saying, bless the Lord. You don't walk into your workplace, bless the Lord, praise God. Well, He told you to. Why do you not do that? You know, praise the Lord. You know, I got reprimanded at work one time for signing my emails, praise the Lord. They told me I had to stop doing it. I got tickled the day the guy from HR come over and told me, I mean, you have to stop signing these emails, praise the Lord. I said, no, absolutely not. He said, Thurman, they told me to threaten you even if I have to fire you if you won't obey. I said, okay, fire me then. I ain't going to obey. I said, I'm out of here. No problem. I'll clean out my office today. In fact, I said, let me get my stuff. He said, no, wait a minute, Thurman, wait a minute. I said, no, wait, what do you mean, wait a minute? You told me that if I don't quit signing these things, praise the Lord, you're going to fire me. So I said, okay, I'm going to go do something else. And now you're telling me not to go away. He said, well, I didn't know you was going to take it so easy. He said, the CEO told me, go over and threaten him, but if you don't, for goodness sake, don't fire him because he's the best engineer we got. Now, isn't that amazing?
I love that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Why was I the best engineer they had? Because I served Jesus. I got all of my information from Jesus, and I always give Him the glory for everything I did. I never took none of the glory for nothing, nothing. I always give Him the glory. And so by doing that, but He said, when I walk in, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord Jesus. I mean, oh, glory to God in the highest. I mean, and when Eldon and I are working together, I mean, I can just say, praise the Lord. He said, glory, hallelujah. Or he's over at me and says, hallelujah. I say, bless the Lord, praise God. Then he'll say, well, praise the Lord too. I mean, my lands, there ain't no telling how many times in a day between me and him, we bless the Lord. Ain't that right, Eldon? I mean, we love Jesus. And we tell Him we love Him. But since that's what He told us to do, I think we ought to obey. Now, did He say, if you obey my words, it'll bring what kind of flesh? What'll it bring to your flesh? Health to how much of your flesh? All of it. And how long a life?
Long.
Long life. Well, what's long life? What do you consider long life? Oh, I don't know. If Methuselah lived 969 years, I somewhere along in there ought to be okay, Lord. I don't care what the Psalm says. If it says in Psalms that He gives us 70 years and 10 extra for being a good boy. Yeah. You know, I'm stepped off into the world of faith,
amen.
Lord, and there ain't no limits in faith. So the Lord says here, then He says in verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now, right now, we have a group of men and women in Washington that's trying to give you a benefit package that you ain't going to like. Guarantee you ain't going to like it. This is going to be the rottenest health care package ever. If they pass this thing, it's going to be the downfall of America. There's no two ways about it. It's going to be the downfall of America. It's going to tax people beyond your wildest dreams. In fact, one of the newest things I heard last night, they said if you decide to have a baby, it's going to be a $500 tax to have a baby. $500 tax is in that new health care bill. $500. You want to have a baby, it's going to cost you $500 extra, you know, to have it over what they used to charge you. Hey, so. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. It's a plan. It's a plan. Don't believe nothing. I mean, you don't believe nothing you hear none of those boys up there say. I mean, if anything I've ever understood, it says, and God hates liars. Man, he must have a real problem with a bunch of our government officials right now. You know that? We got a bunch of liars up there, don't we? But it says here, forget not all of his benefits. Well, now this benefit package here is the best one I've ever seen. And the next few verses, he tells us what they are. Verse 3, he says, he forgiveth all of our iniquities or all of our sins. You notice the order. He forgives all of your sins or your iniquities. And then what does he do? Heals how many?
All
your diseases. So see, if you find this verse and you say, Lord, I found your benefit package. I remit my sins to you. I confess my sin. Lord, if I've got unforgiveness towards Bob or Sue or Jane or whatever, I forgive her or him, and I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. I'm going to put you first, Lord. Then I'm going to love my neighbor, and I'm going to love myself. Did God tell you to love yourself?
Yes,
yes he did. You know, I see lots of people sick and afflicted because they don't love themselves. Now, this is not too... men's not usually an issue here. Most men, they just love themselves. No problem. You ask them a question, you love yourself? Well, of course I do. But you ask a woman, do you love yourself? Well, you know, no. Why? Well, who could love me? I got a crooked tooth here, or I got a little dimple right here, and maybe if I had a chin tuck, or maybe if I had a little tummy tuck, but no, I don't love myself. And you wonder why you're sick and afflicted. But you're breaking God's rules. Did God tell you to love yourself? Do you think he meant that?
Yes.
Sure he did. And if you don't love yourself, that's as bad as not loving your neighbor. So you say, well, I don't love Thurman. He's my neighbor. I don't love him. Who could love him? Well, you better love me. You know, because God told you to, right? So if you love him first and then your neighbor as yourself, you're on the right track. Now you're in the right track of walking in divine health. He says, he forgives all of your iniquities and heals all of your diseases, and then he redeems your life from destruction.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.